Blog Talk Radio.
Have you always known that a reality greater than this should exist? Is now the time for you to step up and be the change you require in your life? What if that quiet whisper calling from the deep depths of you is the whisper of change? The whisper of what is truly possible? Would you be willing to start listening? Would you be willing to choose the true you? It's just a choice. Welcome to the What If Show, where possibility meets reality.
And it is Tuesday evening in South Africa and another episode of the What If Show. Am I hearing Heather on the line?
Yes. Hi.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, also great. Thank you. As I was driving home today, I was wondering, I was just going, oh, how awesome is it that I get to play with you for this whole week? In so many different ways. So
I know.
I love it. How lucky am I?
How did you get so lucky? Yeah, thank you for all of the invitations and the possibilities. It's really fun. So, yeah.
One thing that I do appreciate so much is seeing other people in the world with the demand of, you know, things have to change, and what would it take for it to change now, and what's required, and then the willingness to just play and explore and create and choose, and just be so dynamic. And that is something that you more than embody for me. So I'm so grateful for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I love to create.
And that is something that we get to play with on tonight's topic, which is Ask Me Shall Receive.
Yeah.
Wow. So I have just jumped into so much stuff without really introducing you. I just jumped into everything without really introducing you, giving the people listening to the show now just an idea of who and what you are.
Yeah, sorry, you were a little muffled, so you're asking me to share?
Yes, let me see. Great. Yes, so I would like for you to, for people that have not listened to the show before, might not have heard of you before, you can give them a little bit background of who you are and what it is that you do.
Cool. Yeah. So my name is Heather Nichols, and I am an Access Consciousness facilitator and a Joy of Business facilitator. I've been playing with change and transformation for my whole life, but professionally in the work that I do for about 20 years, I've worked a lot with bodies, taught a lot of movement, and was a body-centered therapist for a long time, and just have always loved to play with what else is possible. And when I found Access Consciousness about 4.5 years ago, it was just that thing where I was like, this is what I've always known. Like, this is the speed and the ease of change that I've always known was possible, but that I didn't really kind of have the tools for yet. And so it just was like, yes, it was just like a full-on yes for me in my world. And it still is, just playing with these tools. And I love to create. I think I've just really never, even as a kid, like I never really like bought that anything, that we couldn't do things or we couldn't create things, or I just never bought the lies of limitation. And then, of course, I got to be older and I was like, oh, well, maybe that's true, you know, like a lot of us do as we, you know, quote, grow up, right? So there's something that's been so fun for me about coming back to what I know with these tools and really helping other people to do that as well, where it's just like, what if everything that you know is possible actually is and beyond? And what if there's a lot of magic that we can play with and create in that realm that is, just so far beyond what we think is real and true and possible in this reality.
So, Heather, that's the one thing, one of the many things that I like about you, seeing that busyness is not really the word I'm looking for, but it's that constant creating mode almost that I perceive you in. So with this evening's topic of ask and you shall receive,
yeah.
How do you incorporate that into your daily life and living? And sorry, I might have maybe just back for a moment. Kind of, if you can talk about people that are new to this, when you just started off with access up until mm-hmm. where your journey is now.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Where do I want to start with that? So for the first part of that question, in terms of like the constant creation, and I mean, the thing is that there's no way that I could create everything that I create if I really thought I was doing it by myself or if I tried to do it by myself. And I don't just mean including other people in that, but actually really including the universe in what I create. And that's even, you know, Sherlinda and I have talked about this a few times over the course of this 10-day journey that we're doing of the universe has your back. That even sometimes the language, when we start to talk about things, it creates a sense of separation. And so it's interesting to put language to, like, these big energies. But, I think so many of us are, like, a lot of people that are drawn to this work are, they are creators. Like, they are people who see a different possibility and would like to create a different world, would like to have more in their lives without, like, the causal lies of this reality, which are, like, you have to work hard in order to have more. Because with that point of view, there's a limit to what you can have because, like, you're going to work. It's like you can only just work harder and harder and harder, and then you basically are going to die, right? Or stop, or, you know. And so for me, what these tools and what Ask and You Shall Receive has given me is a way to exponentialize what I'm able to create without actually working more or harder. Because that's not really fun for anybody. I mean, we're all, like, a lot of us are sort of willing to do it because we're creators, but then when it, like, to me, when I was like, oh, right, there's this whole, like, universe thing, it was like, oh, that creates a lot more ease. So including that in everything I do, because I'm not really willing at this point to stop creating or to slow down with what I'm creating or to, like, limit what I tell myself I can create because I think I don't have the time or the energy to do it. And so as a result of that, then I've got to create from a different space. And that is, like, really including the energies of creation and the universe and this, like, if I ask for something, I am setting a creative and generative energy in motion in the universe that then it's not about me being passive and, like, waiting for the universe to create for me. But there's an expression of, like, the acknowledgement that I'm not alone in what I'm creating. There is magic. Like, things can get created with so much more speed and ease and all of that if I'm willing to really allow the universe to have my back and to sort of live that ask and you shall receive reality. So
I'm wondering, for the people that go, well, ask and you shall receive, it's such an old concept. And
yeah.
yet it's almost as if they find the, well, I've asked and it's not showing up.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I can. Yeah, that's a great question. Well, one of the things that kills our receiving of what we're asking for, because the thing about ask and you shall receive is that it's both, so it's like you've got to be willing to ask, but you've also got to be willing to receive. And a lot of times that's where the sort of glitch occurs, you know, is in our willingness to receive. It's like, well, we'll ask all day long, but then when it shows up, it's like, you know, we do a lot of funny things to stop our receiving. And so one of the things, I mean, there's a lot of ways that we do that, but one of the ways that we do that dynamically is by creating projections and expectations of what it is that we're asking for, right? And this, you know, there's been a lot of stuff in like the metaphysical world that has created, I don't know, maybe a little confusion around this for people, where you've got to get really clear on what your goals are and your targets, and you have to define them, and then you start to visualize them, and, you know, and then there's this sort of like belief that it's going to show up exactly. Like, the more specific you get, you know, the more specific the universe can, like, the more accurately the universe can respond to what you're asking for and then deliver exactly what you're asking for. But that actually eliminates the magic, because when we ask for something, it's like if it can come out of, and this is actually one of the emails that I just wrote, was about asking, like, when you ask, it's like including desire in the equation. So it's like if you get a sense of what you'd like to have, then including like the energy of desire, including your body in that, all of that, like and really going to the energy of it rather than the specifics of it. Because when you're in the specifics, you're creating projections and expectations. And then if it doesn't show up like that, then you get frustrated and it's like, oh, the universe doesn't have my back, the universe doesn't listen, blah, 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 right? But if you're willing to get the energy and the desire of what you're asking for and what you'd like to create, then you can allow the universe to respond to the energy of that and to expand the energy of that. And when we're asking from that space of desire and the energy of it, then things, because things never show up the way that we think they're going to. And so that's one of the ways where we're like, oh, it didn't happen, it didn't work, right? But really there is like a pot of gold sitting over here, but it just doesn't look like you thought it would, you know? But when we play with the energetics of it, then there's this, and we destroy and uncreate our projections and expectations of what it's going to look like, then everything that comes into our universe could be part of the creation of what, you know, of what we are creating. And it can be part of it can expand our receiving beyond what we've defined receiving is, has to be, will be, etc.
Well, Heather, you know what I just had as an idea, and I wonder if it's something that you'd like to play with, because you were talking about our bodies and the energy and including desire in what we ask. Could we possibly, if not now, maybe later in the show, almost do like an exercise where you can talk us through and we can play with that in a way of asking?
Yeah. Yeah, do you want to do, maybe we can do that at the end, and so
yes.
Sometimes with the exercises, people kind of get spaced out, and then there's no more, there's like nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So just put a reminder for that funding at the end.
Okay. Is this show an hour? I didn't even ask you.
Yes, it is an hour.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
So I was wondering as well, when you spoke of the projections, one thing that I'd really like to know more of is I've heard some people say, well, if you ask for something, it hardly ever shows up the way you thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I get there's some confusion for people about that, because if I have asked for a pay increase, as an example, what else is there then? You know, how do I ask and not have an idea of what it is that the outcome should be?
Yeah, well, one of the tools that I like to play with that is I call it zooming out. It's kind of the best word that I've found to describe what that is, where it's like, okay, so say you want, say you'd like to have a pay increase. Now, what is that going to give you? Like, what have you decided that that's going to give you? And if you just look at that, then it's like, so then what have you decided that that's going to give you? And you can kind of just keep going with that, like, because it might actually, because the thing is well, what that creates is that it allows us to really get the energy of what we're asking for, like I was saying before. Because it's like, you might actually be, what you might actually really be desiring is like more peace and ease in your world, right? But then we're like, well, in order to have that, I need to have this. And in order to have this, I need to have a pay increase, right? So then we sort of like limit the possibilities of how the ease and peace can show up by our decisions, that the pay increase is what's going to create that. And if you're asking for the pay increase, then the universe is like, okay, well, then there's maybe like one or two ways that that could show up, you know. You've sort of decided that, you know, this is how it's going to be. But if you really get the energy of what it is that you actually desire, and you ask for that, then there's a million ways it can show up. And it's like you're playing on the playground of creation rather than the decision of what you must have in order to have what you think that that's going to create. So.
Okay. So looking at what it is that you desire, that's similar to what, you know, in the metaphysical world would be looking at your goals or,
So, you're just a little muffled again. So what did you say about goals?
Sorry. So I was wondering whether when we talk about look at what it is that you desire, whether that mm-hmm. is similar to what is referred to in the metaphysical world as, you know, creating your goals or,
I'm so sorry. I'm just having a hard time hearing you. So can you maybe repeat that one more time?
Yes. All right. Let me see. Is this better? Or not yet?
No, that is better, yeah.
All right, so let's see. So I was wondering, when we talk about, look at what it is that you desire, whether that
yeah.
is similar to what in the metaphysical world is spoken of, write down your goals. So
okay.
One is more physical and one is energetic.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, goals are decisions and judgments and like again sort of that like everything like the things that you've decided that you have to have in order to get the result that you're looking for. When we play with goals, there's not a lot of possibility there. It's more sort of like, I don't know, what I've seen with goals is that it comes more from a space of control, like trying to control, you know, the universe into a certain formation or something like that. To me, desire is about possibility, and it includes the body and it includes awareness, and it is about the energy of what we would like to have as our life. And again, like when I was saying, you know, if you can sort of do this, like zooming out of like, okay, well, what have you decided the goals will give you, and what have you decided that will give you, and so on and so on, then you will start to get to the energy of what, like the energy of desire, that it actually, like the generative energy of desire. And this isn't the desire that we think of when, you know, like in this reality, there's a lot of stuff around desire as well. You know, this isn't like attachment and like I must have and, you know, all of that, like the frenetic energy that sometimes people associate with desire. This is a space of being that is a creative space and a generative space that is about the possibilities that you know are possible. Does that address your question?
It does, actually. Thank you so much. Okay. Could you also talk about, because I'm wondering, when we do ask the question and the contribution that the universe is, how we ask the question and all the molecules and quantum entanglements actually contribute to that?
How do they? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you talk more about,
Well, so a true question, it sets the energy of the universe and the creative and generative energies of creation in motion. And it's actually, like, a true question is actually a curiosity and almost like a request for more awareness. So a lot of times, you know, maybe what we think of when we think of questions aren't even quite questions. But the way that we play with questions, like from an access consciousness point of view, is literally there's a you're looking for more awareness. You're actually, like, when you ask a true question, you're asking for awareness of possibilities that you haven't yet perceived. So new information, because the mind can only create what it already knows. Like, and so when we try to sort of create with our minds, it doesn't always go very well. Like we keep the same things keep kind of showing up in our lives. So when you ask a question, you literally just like set a new energy in motion in the universe that is going to bring you more awareness. And then, you know, like your sort of job as a creator is to keep asking questions, you know, because people turn awareness into conclusions all the time. That happened. I was talking to a client yesterday and it was like, I asked her a question and she got an awareness and then it was like, boom, you know, all of a sudden it was a conclusion. So you want to keep going with the questions and awareness and the choice and the possibilities. And then when you're willing to be that space of like ever expanding, ever increasing curiosity, then you are in this dance of creation with the universe. The universe is like, ooh, here's some more awareness. Here's some different energies. Here's some new energies. And you're like, oh, cool. I've never perceived that before. What else? You know, and the universe is like, oh, and now there's this. And again, if you like, this comes back to the projections and the expectations and everything that we think we need to receive or have to receive or should receive, that blocks our receiving of the awareness. rather than just continuing to be curiosity and to go, like, what if everything that starts to show up is a contribution to you and is a contribution to what you're creating? But the universe has, like, a different, like, there's way more possibility in the universe than any of us know. And so you always sort of have to be like nudging your mind out of the equation so that you can, like, whatever shows up, it's like, oh, I wonder what this is. Is this a, like, what contribution can this be to what I'm creating? And what else can I create from here? Rather than like, oh, see, the universe doesn't have my back. It didn't show up like I thought it would. So that's all, like, I guess it's an interesting thing to talk about, like, how do the quantum entanglements work? But that's part of it. It's like this, like, weaving of possibilities that we get to orchestrate, like, with the questions that we ask and the choices that we're willing to make and the space that we're willing to be, that creates this, like, ever-expanding space of creation and possibility, like, with the universe, which is way, like, there's so much more ease in that than if we're like, no, it has to be like this.
Awesome. That actually reminds me, I'm not too sure whether it was Gary Douglas or Dane here from Access Consciousness that said, are you willing to acknowledge that where you are now is because of the questions you asked previously in your life?
That we are what of the questions that you asked previously?
Yeah. That where you are now in your life
is
because of the questions that you've asked previously.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that to me is such an invitation to just continually ask questions, because can you imagine what can be created by us continuing to ask questions for the future and in the future?
Yeah. Yeah, and I love that, because we are constantly creating the future. And, you know, we get so caught up in, like, we get so caught up in what isn't showing up sometimes, you know, because we're so, like, we tend to be so fast and we want to create so much, and then it's like, it's not here, it hasn't shown up, and then we, like, slow down creation and we stop it sometimes, you know, by like not acknowledging what we have created. But when we do acknowledge, like, oh, look at this, and these are the questions that I asked that created this, and we're constantly, like, creating for the future, and that doesn't mean that you're not being here now and creating here now, but if you're creating with this awareness of the future, like, there's this, like, continuously kind of expanding and increasing space of possibilities that our lives become. And this is where I would say acknowledgement is just, it's such a huge piece, because if we're willing to acknowledge what we have created, there's a space of gratitude there that is an immensely creative energy that a lot of us in our quest for more, we forget about that piece. And it actually really slows down creation when we don't just have the space of acknowledging with gratitude what we have created and allowing that to contribute to what we create in the future even more.
It actually feels as if there's a continual flow and movement, you know, as you're talking, by just lowering your barriers and that's the next thing, sorry, because can you talk about the difference between asking the question and being the question? Because that's kind of where this for me is moving, is, you know, yeah. When, yeah.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, I mean, and actually, like, really both are so, I love, like, I mean, when you be the question, you're also asking questions, you know. So, because you can be like, you can be, so to me, being the question is just like always being curious about what is beyond what I know now. Like, it's being, living as the space of acknowledging that my mind, again, like what I was saying before about the mind, like the mind can only create what it knows. So if I want to be the question and be that space of curiosity, then I've got to always be wondering, and it's not like I've got to, but it's fun for me to always be wondering what's beyond what I know now. And to know that, like, whatever I'm asking to create is beyond what I know now. But the great news is that questions give you access to that awareness, right? So, because we can ask, like, and this, I see this when people just start using these tools, and for me too, when I was just, you know, first playing with access, like I would ask questions, and then I would just be like functioning from conclusion, and then I'd ask some more questions, and then I'd go back to conclusion, and you know, and it, there was this sort of like start stop space of like, you know, and it's still like every once in a while I'm like, right, how many questions have I actually asked today, you know, but there's a, it's like every time you go to conclusion, you're actually closing the doors on possibility. And every time you ask a true question, you're opening the doors for the universe to contribute to you. And so so what that's created for me is just this sense of like, okay, well, then I, like, I'm not willing to be in conclusion, like, at all, you know. I mean, and I have to be, you know, sort of fierce with myself and what I, like the space that I be in, what I choose, so that I'm not functioning from like the habit of conclusion. And so it is both, because when you ask a specific question, it does actually set energies in motion in the universe and you know, start to create on your behalf and contribute to you. And being the question, you know, also really allows that, it's almost like it allows it, the awareness to continue to kind of like reverberate into your reality and into your world and the space that you're creating from and as. So, yeah.
Oh, that is so yummy, because what I've been taken on there is wonderment, you know, being in this reality, in a sense of wonderment and the wonder and grace of beyond this reality, you know, that could contribute to our life and living. So I wonder.
Yeah, always wondering, always being curious. Yeah, and then it's like your being becomes this, the invitation for awareness. I mean, your being is that, you know, you do, you be that, so, but it's this, like, you're being you more, you know, because your being is naturally, like, curious and expansive and, like, lots of different energies, and, yeah, so that, and that space of wonder and curiosity is just a huge contribution to that. I mean, it's what that is, so.
So, Heather, I'm wondering as well, in terms of people hear us talk about this reality, you know, as if there's definitely separation between this reality and what else is there. But could you talk about asking and seeing in this reality where physically our bodies are as well?
Ask and receiving in this reality. Well, ask and you shall receive it. It actually is beyond this reality. Like, it's a space of creation that is beyond this reality. You were about to say something else.
Yeah. I was talking specifically in the contribution our bodies are creating in this reality.
Yeah. Well, our bodies are our bodies have so much consciousness that we diminish and eliminate and restrict with our conclusions. And you know, all of the thoughts and the limitations and the conclusions and all of that that you have, like, it literally changes. It's like we impel those limitations on our bodies unconsciously, and we literally change, like, the molecular structure and the cellular structure of the body. So we sort of, with the mind, we sort of dynamically eliminate the consciousness that our bodies be. So including your body in creation is, I mean, it's a huge piece of my work and what I play with. Not only, you know, because I've been working with bodies for so long, but just that, like, it works. Like, it's actually quite pragmatic, because then you're tapping into the consciousness and the and the awareness and the brilliance that your body actually bees, and you're allowing your body to contribute to what you're creating, so that it's not, again, like, because otherwise if we don't include our bodies, or we're in judgment of our bodies, or we're not willing to, like, ask and receive with our bodies, again, we're like working dynamically against ourselves rather than, like, using everything that you have available. You know, it's almost like painting a painting with only the color yellow, you know, which certainly that will create something. But if you have this whole palette of colors, then, and you're like, all I'm getting is yellow, you know, it's like, well, there's purple and red and, you know, so why not use everything that's available?
So could you also talk a little bit more about what this reality is? When you talk about it,
yeah, it is actually the sort of fabrication of what we think is real. So how does it get even better? Yeah, it's sort of like the lie that we all buy. In some way, some of us more than others, that, you know, is not about possibility. It's not about ask and you shall receive. It's not about question and choice and creation. It's about judgment, and it's about limitation, and sort of like, it's sort of designed to keep us from being the potency that we be and from being the creators that we be.
It's like the smallness of us that we find.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, when we go, it's like, that's why I was actually just having a conversation with somebody earlier about this. And she asked something about creating, like, allowing what we create to change this reality. And I get that it's actually really, like, if we want to have a different reality on planet Earth, it's actually about creating something totally different. Because I don't know that this reality is changeable in a dynamic way. But when we start to create beyond this reality, well, ask and you shall receive is certainly a way of creating beyond this reality. You're not really allowed to have that much ease in this reality. It's about creating what you know, and from the space of what you know and with what you know, that really and just opens up. It starts to give you, like, you actually start to choose you in a totally different way, in a way that so many of us have been taught to eliminate and, you know, limit and destroy what we know in favor of this reality. But that's the thing that makes us so miserable at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. It's almost as if we ask the earth to contribute, and the universe and the stars and everything that I almost want to say is automatically, for lack of a better word, beyond this abstract reality. If we tap into that as a, how much more can we create?
Yeah. And with asking, you shall receive, like, it's one of those things that, I mean, I've been playing with that for a while, and there's always more. I mean, there is just always more. And I, almost on a daily basis these days, I'm like, wow, I really am making this a lot harder than I need to. Because I think it is so beyond this reality that we could ask the universe to contribute to us and receive that. And of course, you know, like I was saying before, like be dynamically involved in the creation of what we're asking for. But it's so beyond this reality that we could have that much ease. Like, that's one of the big lies of this reality, is how hard we have to work for everything to prove that we're worthy and all that stuff. And so I have these like jaw-dropping moments a lot where I'm like, okay, how much more ease am I willing to have? You know, because ease is kind of it's in a way, it's a sort of a controversial thing in this reality. You know, it's not something that you're really allowed to have. And if you do, you're a judgeable offense, basically. Or you're a princess, or you're a whatever.
Yeah, I recall this one saying that says 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration.
Right. That's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. And what if like the potency of your being and your willingness to receive and ask questions is the thing that creates the 99% of like what you create is magic, you know, and not even 99%, but that like truly you can just be like, yes, I'll have this, and I'll have this, and I'll have this, and let's do this, and let's create this. And you just know, because one of the ways that we really stop the receiving is by going, it hasn't shown up yet, it's not here, blah, blah, blah. And then we just, like, slam the doors on all the magic that we have created and the questions that we have asked. But if you just keep going, you know, just keep going, keep creating, keep going, keep asking, keep choosing, wow, you know, what you will create is phenomenal.
Awesome. So you just mentioned a word that I was going to ask you about. There's asking shall receive, and then there's choice. So is there a differentiation between the two? Is it just energetic, or what is the difference?
Well, I mean, asking you shall receive is a choice. Like, it's a choice to have that as your reality. Because if you don't, if you have the point of view that that's not possible, then it won't be. Like, your point of view creates your reality. And your point of view is a choice. Like, you can choose the point of view that you would like to have to create the reality you would like to have. So by its, you know, just the choice to have that as your reality is something that will expand that energy in your world dynamically. You do have, like, I mean, everything is a choice. Everything is a choice. You know, everything that we'd like to have, everything that we'd like to create, whether you're creating what you would like to have or you're creating, you know, the opposite of what you would like to have, it's all a choice. And this can be a controversial sort of topic for people who are new to this conversation, but what's so empowering about choice is that, like, if you acknowledge that so you were saying earlier, Charlinda, like, what you have right now is an expression or a reflection of what questions you've asked. Well, it's also an expression of the choices that you've made. And if and a lot of us don't really, that makes people really uncomfortable, because it's like, well, if I don't have the life that I'd like to have, are you telling me that I've chosen it? Are you telling me that I've chosen not to have money or not to have, you know, health or whatever? But the thing is that it's such an empowering point of view to have and to function from, because if you are the creator of your reality with your choices, then you can start to choose something different and allow a new reality to show up based on the choices that you're making. So to me, it's sort of the most liberating and empowering thing that there is. It's like, wow, if I can really choose anything and I can, my choice is what creates, if I'm willing to receive and play with the universe, then, well, cool. Like, I'm going to have that as my reality, you know, rather than thinking I'm a victim.
And one of the access tools that for me also, well, is so phenomenal, especially with choice, is living your life in 10-second increments.
Mm-hmm. And Because
that truly allows you to choose, you know, if you're having an upset with your spouse, with your child, to go into 10 seconds, well, what am I creating if I continue choosing this upset?
Yeah.
And what else is possible? What can I choose differently? Yeah. And what if I can choose something that's fun?
Right.
What would be fun?
Yeah, totally. Or what if you could even just choose to have fun with whatever you're looking at right there, you know? I've been doing that lately where I'm like, I've had so much intensity in my world and it's like, wow, like, what if I really didn't have to change this, but I could just enjoy it, you know, like, because we're so, like, change that are so amazing, you know, that sometimes we're like, well, I have to keep changing until I'm, you know, until I sort of, like, have the whatever I think I'm supposed to have, you know, but what's been fun for me lately is, like, every energy that presents itself, it's like, cool, like, what can I create with this, you know, feeling like I want to kill somebody or feeling like I'm, you know, about to fall apart or whatever, like just allowing all of it and going, what can I create with this? What can I choose with this that would create more? And what if this is about, what if this is what I've asked for, showing up in a way that I would never acknowledge, you know, but what if I lowered my barriers to all the energies that present themselves in my world and received all of it as a contribution to what I'm creating.
Yeah, wow. You know, that is so phenomenal because in all of that, what I'm reminded of is what if 99.999999% of what it is that we think, feel, and everything is doesn't belong to us. So
yeah.
I'm wondering if we strip away all of what we're perceiving from other people, and if we strip away the conclusions and the judgments and the projections and the separations and everything else that kind of keeps us solid, all right? It's almost then we could be the like a molecule of water as an imagery. That just flows.
Yeah. Yep. My body likes that. My body's like, yeah. Water. That thing that I am a lot of.
Awesome. And it allows for the gentleness, for the energies that flow off, that, you know, show up. And sometimes you need to be that crashing wave to create what is required to be created.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and I think, like, that's one of the – I've just had so much awareness about this lately, that just the ways that sometimes we sort of – kind of like I was saying, like, how we know how to change things. You know, with access, it's like there's a lot of tools for change. And sometimes I think we sort of think that, like – it's like, well, let me use the tools for change when there's something that shows up when I have that I have a total point of view about, you know. And it's not that you shouldn't change or can't change things, but it's like, how much do we use that to limit our receiving of what's showing up, you know? And like, just being like, oh, is this what I've been asking for? You know? Instead of like, can I get some 1, 2, 3s to change this? You know?
Oh, wow. That is interesting. That is yummy. That really is. Thank you, Heather. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah. That's been rocking my world the past few days.
I can't believe we only have 10 minutes left of the show. I'm wondering if now is the time for us to do an exercise like we spoke of in the beginning. And then I'd really like to also tell people, you know, how can people connect with you? So is it a good time to do now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, people can connect with me on my website, which is heathernichols.com. And Heather at heathernichols.com is my email. So that's where you can find me. Or on Facebook, Heather Carrion Nichols is my personal page, or Heather Nichols CS is my business page. So I'm on Facebook a lot. and we're also doing this 10-day challenge that Charlinda has created, 10 days of. And what we're doing right now is 10 days of The Universe Has Your Back, which has been really fun, really different and cool and a fun thing to play with. We're a few days in, but you can jump in anytime. There's emails, there's a recorded exercise, there's a video, a Google Hangout kind of a thing, and we're going to do another one at the end of the 10 days. So what's the link for that, Charlinda?
Well, at this time, it's www.10daysofsummit.com. And then they can just search Heather, they can search Universe. I think it kind of will just pop up on the front page of the site because we're busy with the summit. And that's how easy it is.
Cool. Awesome.
Yes.
Great.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yes, it's so much fun. I'm really enjoying it. So for an exercise, what kind of an exercise would be the greatest contribution to people right now? Do you have an awareness of that, Charlinda?
So what would be quite yummy is actually looking into the energy of desire and having that as an ask.
And almost
having that dance of the entanglement, the quantum entanglement.
Cool, awesome. And how many minutes do we have? I want to make sure we end in time.
We can go up until 9 or just after 9, to be right. Well, it's 7 minutes or 10, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Great. So, so if you are somewhere where you can, just go ahead and close your eyes. And just allow your body to relax. So just starting even right out of the gate to receive from the molecules all around you, like the molecules of the chair that you're sitting on, or the bed, or the floor, wherever your body is being held right now, allowing yourself to relax, to expand, and to receive. Yeah, and then just allowing your energy to expand beyond the edges of your skin, beyond the room that you're in, beyond the building that you're in, just way out into the ethers, into the universe, and down into the center of the earth. Yeah. And as this space, just really, really start to tap into the freedom of that, the freedom of this level of expansion for your being, for your body, allowing your mind to just take a break right now. Your mind is just a barrier. Your thoughts are just barriers to your receiving. So allowing that to just take a little break. Yeah. And start to become aware of what it is that you would like to have and create. And this could be, you know, as your life. This could be something specific that you're asking to create right now. Yeah, and start to just get the energy of that. And doing that sort of zoom out thing, like what is it that this, whatever it is that you're asking to create, what is it that that will gift to you? What contribution will that be in your world? And let yourself start to receive that. Let it contribute to your body and to your being and to your whole life and everything that you're creating. Yeah. And now starting to turn up the volume on whatever that is that you're asking for without efforting, right? So asking the energy of that to expand, to intensify, to become more present in your life and in your body. So let your body start to receive these energies already. Even if whatever this is has not come to fruition in your life, in the physical reality yet, let yourself start to receive the energy of it now. And let your body start to hum with the possibilities and the energies and the gift that this creation or these creations are in your world. And as you start to receive that gift, those gifts with your body, bring to the receiving of that the desire for this to show up, the desire for these energies, not what you've decided they have to be, but the energy of this to be a part of your world, to be a part of what you receive. Let your body show you the sensation and the energy of desire of whatever this is, and allow that to expand out into the universe. And everything that that brings up and everything that doesn't allow it, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pop, pod, shorts, boys and beyonds. Just for this moment, just for this time, even allowing yourself to even get a little bit uncomfortable with the potency and the intensity of your desire. Yeah. And allowing the vulnerability that comes with that. Desire can be so present if we are willing to allow the vulnerability. Sometimes it's the unwillingness to have vulnerability that stops us from the potency of desire. And allowing the universe to contribute, to hear your call, to receive all of the energy that you are being and asking for right now with your body, with your being. Allow the universe and the quantum entanglements to start to play. I mean, they already are, but allow yourself to start to perceive and receive everywhere that the universe and the quantum entanglements are celebrating and creating with you and on your behalf, gifting you with new energies. Responding to that energy of desire. contributing to you, expanding your creations, and allow yourself to receive. Receive. And let there be a dance. You, your body, the universe, the energy of creation, whatever it is that you're asking for, let there be a dance that continues to increase and expand and contribute to you and contribute to the world. And allowing this to be as much as possible the space of creation that you can function from and beyond, like what's possible even beyond this. And anything that doesn't allow you to be, know, perceive, and receive that, let's destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So I think we will stop there and allow you guys, whoever's listening, to just keep going, keep playing with this if you have the space.
Wow. I'm tingling all over. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you so much in what that
so
has
welcome.
Created, and it will continue to create. So I'm really grateful for that.
Me too. Thank you so much for playing and for the space that you be. Sharlinda, I'm so grateful for you.
And with that, I need to, well, I'm lucky enough because I only need to say good night to you until, or goodbye to you until tomorrow. If someone else can join us as well on the 10 Days of Summit, and please do go and visit Heather on the website and Facebook and, yeah, so I was just wondering, do you have any upcoming classes?
I do. I have lots of upcoming classes. I have Joy of Business classes all over, right now all over the U.S. There's one in Hawaii that's happening in November, and some in California, New Mexico, Colorado, a global telecall, Joy of Business call. And I also have a generative business pods group that's starting in September that is 6 months of creation from this space. It's kind of an intensive program that really allows people to step into this space, like this as the space that they create from, like, for good and beyond.
Wow.
So that, and we do a lot of these exercises in those pod calls as well. So that's heathernichols.com/businesspods is where people can find out information about that. That's a really cool program.
Fabulous. Well, if you pop me a little email with all the little links, please just send it through, then I can actually include that in the email going out to the replay of the show. That
awesome.
Would be so awesome.
I will do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Fabulous.
Cool. Great. Thank you so much, Sharlinda.
It's a pleasure, and thank you. And thank you for everyone that has been listening. And I'm so grateful for everything that it is that you are choosing and also contributing to in this world. How did you get to be so lucky?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Have a great rest of your day or night.
Thank you. Awesome.
Bye.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question. And everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? beingyouclass.com.